This is PodTech.net. I'm Michael Johnson, and I'm here on Folsom Street, south of Market in San Francisco, here with the Duplass brothers, Jay and Mark. Welcome both of you to the podcast.
Thanks, Michael.
Hey, Michael. Thanks.
And they are the co-directors, writers, actors, a little bit everything, in the upcoming film, The Puffy Chair. Yep. And now tell me a little bit about this. Why don't you set up the film for us a little bit, and we'll start with you, Jay.
Well, the movie is starts with a guy named Josh who is a failed indie rocker, failed booking agent who has a lot of time on his hands, is looking for a mission in life, and he decides to buy a Lazy Boy on eBay, which is a replica of the Lazy Boy his dad had when he was a kid. He's going to drive it across the country and deliver it to his dad for his birthday. But what ends up happening is his girlfriend wants to come along and also wants to have the conversation about whether or not we're actually going to get married. And then his little brother wants to come along and wants to have a lot of conversations about the energy that isn't right in the road trip. And the road trip sort of falls apart, and it's about the relationships between the two brothers and the guy and his girlfriend.
Now, you guys are brothers, and was some of this inspired by your own relationship?
No, not at all. My problem is nothing of the sort. Jay and I have a little bit of that in our creative relationship and our personal relationship. But the real thrust of what we wanted to go after here was the essence of the male-female relationship. Jay and I just tend to obsess over male-female relationships, and it seems to be the spot where we have the most trouble in life. And so we wanted to make a sort of seminal movie about what's it like to be in a relationship in your 20s when you're at that, you know, get married or break up point.
Now, how long did it take to make the film?
It was fast. It was 9 months from start to finish.
And that's concept to literally finishing the editing, so it was very quick.
Okay. Now, we say film. Now, You two have worked in actual film, celluloid film, before, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
But was this shot on celluloid film, or was this shot in digital video?
It was shot digitally.
Yeah. Mini DV, cheap tape on the Panasonic small format 24p camera. And basically, we have to shoot on video because we shoot a lot of footage. And if there's a lot of money involved in the project, it makes us fearful and it makes us make a bad piece of art. So when we know it's cheap, it frees us up.
Yeah, it frees us up to take the chances that we need to take. Because, I mean, the main thing that we made a lot of bad movies in our early 20s, and, you know, it wasn't until we started shooting digitally and we started just taking all the chances that we needed to take to basically come up with something unique and something special and something from us. Because basically, when we started making good films, we didn't really know it. It was just kind of an accident out of, like, just continually working. Because it's kind of a complex form, and you have to afford yourself the opportunity to mess up and do it again. And digital is great for that.
Do you think you can still call it filmmakers, do you think, at this point? Because things are rapidly changing. You're sort of, you know, it seems like you've been given a new freedom now with video.
Yeah.
I mean, your only restriction really is hard drive space, essentially.
Yeah. And your own creativity, which is an interesting limit to come across and say, I've got all the tools I need to make a movie. The only thing that's stopping me is my own heart, my own ability to tell a good story. That's a kind of an interesting place to be.
I mean, most filmmakers and most people, you know, generally tend to externalize their obstacles, but the one thing that Mark and I, just in our dialogue as brothers, have always been aware of is that, like, we are our own worst enemy and we are our own greatest obstacles. And so finally, when we kind of stripped away all the external obstacles of, like, getting locations and, like, trying to like cast this massive thing, or like trying to raise the money for and shoot it on film, or like the lights dropping and all this stuff, once we got rid of all that, it was basically just like, well, are we smart enough, are we creative enough to make something that's, like, compelling and funny, you know? And hopefully it is.
I'm sitting here with, standing here on the street with Jay and Mark Duplass, who are the filmmakers, co-director, actors, just about everything with the film, which is coming out this summer, called The Puffy Chair. And we were talking a little bit about digital video versus filmmaking and some of the differences in the creative process that makes. And this is PodTech.net. I'm Michael Johnson. So as this film comes out, if you think about it in that nine-month period, what were some of your favorite scenes? Maybe you can name one favorite scene that you would both kind of realize that could only maybe have happened because of the use of digital video.
clearly there's a sequence where Josh is trying to sneak his brother and his girlfriend into a motel. He's paid for the room for the single occupancy rate, and he's trying to save $16, and he's going to sneak the other two in. And this, for us, was sort of the seminal example of what digital filmmaking can do, because we wrote the scene fast. We had to get a location that was compromised because there wasn't a lot of money. And when we got there, the scene that we had written would not work in the location.
It physically just wouldn't work out where the car was parked, where they had to get to the room. It just wasn't set up right. So we basically sat around for an hour, which you could never do on a film set where time is money and all this stuff. We sat around for an hour, and we basically refigured out how this scene would go down.
And we rewrote it for the location.
We rewrote it, and then this amazing thing happened, which is we realized that he would have to disguise his girlfriend in his own clothes so that she could go to the room first, and then he'd sneak in later. And the best part about it is that he was going to have to run in his tighty-whitey underwear to get to the hotel room. And it was so amazing because it was something that someone in Hollywood would write because it's funny to see that happen. But for us, it came about because of the situation. And so we're like, this is amazing. We get this stupid, ridiculous thing, but it's like...
But it's actually organic comedy.
It's actually... The audience looks at it and they're like, he had to do it.
And when you're shooting digitally like that, you just take the chances and you just say, like, you know what? Let's just roll with this and let's see what happens.
Now, this was an official selection from the Sundance Film Festival.
Yep.
And congratulations on that.
Thank you. We cried.
So what do you hope to do next? I mean, this is not quite behind you because it's not in full release yet.
Right, yeah.
But what are you hoping for when the film comes out that people sort of take away from it? Because it is a lot of different things approaching this film. The way that you've approached the medium, the way that you've approached, obviously, the storytelling.
Yeah.
What do you hope that people get away from it?
Well, we hope that all of their wildest dreams will come true.
Yes, we do hope that. You know, one guy said something about our movie that has always stuck with me. He said, you know, I feel like you put a microphone in my apartment and you taped the last fight I had with my girlfriend. And, like, for me, that was, like, really awesome. When people say, like, I identify with these characters, I've been in that fight, I've been in that. And when
moments
they can laugh,
truth.
And they can laugh at themselves and laugh at us while doing it, that's great, because I feel like that's something we uniquely have to offer, which is the drama that you have the perspective to actually laugh about, and that's what we go for. Yeah.
And speaking to maybe a young filmmaker who might be listening, any advice that you have for them as far as, say, pursuing an idea, given the technologies that are out there and the chances?
Make tons and tons of bad movies.
They're
all going to be bad. If you make a movie and it's your first movie and it's good, you got lucky and you got some serious comeuppance coming. We made so many bad movies. I mean, we made probably 10 bad movies. A couple of them features.
Yeah, and make them cheap so it doesn't crush your soul.
Yeah, and it doesn't crush your pocketbook, and you can keep doing it because it's a really complex form. It's just... It takes a long time to be able to express what you uniquely have to offer the world through the medium of film. I mean, when you just say that, you realize, wow, that takes a while to get there. And it took us forever, and we almost quit so many times. So
yeah, and if you want to get into festivals, make short comedies under 5 minutes that happen to ring true with something in your life that you uniquely have to offer.
Yeah, that's true.
If people want to see a trailer or find out a little bit more about the film, do you guys have a website?
Yes. ThePuffyChairMovie.com.
ThePuffyChairMovie.com.
That's the one.
Okay. I've been on the podcast today with Jay and Mark Duplass, who are the makers of The Puffy Chair. It is coming out in the summer.
Yep.
In full release in the summer, and they are, you know, watch out for it. Check out the website, ThePuffyChairMovie.com, and good luck with the film. Wish
Thanks
you a lot of
so
success.
Much,
Thanks so much, Michael.